Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Movies.
All right, Brad.
Hi, Pete.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
All right.
Good to be back.
Neil, how are you doing?
I'm excellent.
Kirby.
A new experience after 70 years.
Kirby's here! Do you want to do the formal
introductions? I feel like Kirby needs no introduction. If you're not familiar with the Kerbs, then, you know, that's on you.
That's true.
You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Brian's father, Kirby. That'll work.
And do you know what we're watching tonight?
Apparently a movie that I love that I don't remember at all.
It's the greatest movie you don't remember seeing.
I have overhyped this movie.
Apparently. This is awesome. Apparently, I have a laser disc of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have you know, I have it somewhere, and I have the laser disc player.
I've heard about that. And Brian apparently says you guys used to watch this all the time, and you love this movie.
The Lawnmower Movie.
Yeah.
The Lawnmower Man.
Yeah, that one.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
Hey. The groundskeeper. Yeah.
Don't remember it at all. Nothing.
Oh, boy.
Zero.
Yikes. All right.
It's going to be fun.
All right, well.
It's going to be something.
Okay. I guess you're gonna have an experience.
Kirby, for the podcast, you just have to keep in mind three questions while you're watching.
Yes.
Okay. One, does this movie hold up? Okay. Two, do you think this movie should be remade, rebooted, sequeled, prequeled, or removed from existence and recycled?
Okay.
And question number three, should you have your children watch this as either reward or punishment?
Oh, I think...
Now, granted, you've already been through that.
Yeah. And look how I turned out.
Look how... Yeah, so it does explain a few things.
It very well might.
All right.
I remember the CGI in this movie being choice for 1994?
1995?
92, I think.
$1.
Ooh.
Which is 87 years ago for anyone to keep track.
It's 4 score and 7 years ago.
Do you guys remember anything about it?
I do.
Oh, boy.
I do. I remember quite a bit, actually. And I'm just going to say the plot holes themselves are, what's the word? Gaping.
I don't like that word.
Chosen on purpose.
I know.
So what we usually do is we're going to go grab some scotch. We're going to get going to this. And normally we have ice cream. I forgot to get the ice cream. I had a day.
It's okay. You had a day.
But what kind of scotch is it, though?
Oh, we're going to have Churchill's War Room, which I bought in the gift shop of Churchill's War Rooms.
No, see, you don't say the gift. You say, like, I bought it directly from his stock. In the war room.
At the gift shop.
Oh.
With the cigars.
Exactly, Kerbs. With the cigars. All right, on that note, you guys have anything you want to add? Do you remember this movie at all, Neil?
I remember the CGI. You know, there's a shot of his face, and it's like a pink background, and it kind of looks like a bad music video, and then it's just him mowing the lawn.
I think my brother Kevin said it was like watching Soundgarden.
Yeah.
It's like a Soundgarden video.
Yeah, so essentially, I forget the actor's name.
Jeff Fahey.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah. So Jeff Fahey is an idiot in this movie.
I believe he is a simple man.
That's what I said. He is a simple man who is somehow connected to the internet.
You're thinking Daryl.
I'm not sure. Maybe this is the reboot we didn't want.
this is like someone's like, you know what? I'm going to take another bite of that Daryl apple.
It might be. So why don't we just hop into this and see where it goes from here.
Sweet Jesus.
We'll be right back after we watch. This movie's long.
I know.
It's over 2 hours.
It's based on a Stephen King.
So it's
a 6-page Stephen King short story.
Yeah, he doesn't include anything about like the internet scape. It was just a machine that made him smarter.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what's really hot right now with the kids?
No.
Computer-generated graphics.
Yep. So that's what happened.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Neil's worried.
Well, it was the Keanu movie that led us into this.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Johnny Mnemonic.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Dad, do you remember Johnny Mnemonic?
Yes, I do.
He's making that same face he made for Lawnmower Man.
Yeah. So no, you don't.
I was told that'd be whiskey.
That's
all right.
All right. My man. All right, let's do that. We'll be right back, guys. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Whiskey. Tango Foxtrot. Well, we're back.
We're back. Back to reality, guys.
After listening to a billion phones ring all at once-ish.
Honestly, I was just had the song Jamiroquai stuck in my head pretty much the whole movie.
Virtual Insanity?
Yeah, I feel like my brain just got motorboated for 2 hours.
Lawnmowered?
Yeah.
Motorboated.
Well, you know, for as old as this is, I think it really did predict virtual reality.
That was the...
Really well.
Like, there were parts in there.
Well, and I do remember that there were a couple really movies prophetic. That came out that... I remember thinking, like, oh, virtual reality is, like, right around the corner. Like, we're a couple years... And it was more like 30 years.
Yeah. I think Johnny Mnemonic was also trying to tap into that. And The Matrix was also trying to tap into that.
But the whole thing, the hinting at the internet, though, I mean, that definitely happened.
Yeah.
And that everyone's hooked into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we all get smarter.
Ish. Smarter-ish.
For every Wikipedia, there's Twitter.
I know. 2 steps forward, 2 steps back.
1 step to the side.
There it is. Well, should we kick this off with a round-robin two-sentence synopsis?
We can try.
Who wants to go first?
Oh, I'll be happy to.
Coming up swinging hard. Guest is going to open
Modern Prometheus, Frankenstein. With a little bit of Pygmalion involved because he really liked what he was doing.
Oh my God, I think that's the deepest.
Yeah.
I think that's the deepest two-sentence synopsis.
Hardcore references for you literary geeks out there.
That was amazing.
Who doesn't know Frankenstein?
Yeah.
The great movie?
The book?
Or the book?
Dad?
The movie was better than the book.
Careful.
Bride of Frankenstein. Careful. Bride of Frankenstein, even better. The movie.
It has been...
I have not seen Bride of Frankenstein.
There are a lot of people that agree with you on that one.
Oh, boy. You know, the number of people who will not watch a movie because it's black and white is just astounding. I'm sorry.
We could watch...
Challenge accepted.
We could watch a better movie than what we just watched.
We could. Spoilers. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean...
That was...
I can appreciate it for its time.
Fair. I think that a lot of this was sort of buried under, like, 90s, you know, excitement for making CGI.
And he had an earring.
That earring was distracting. It was like a fish lure. Every time it showed up, I just was
just
like...
Just the earring?
My whole eyes were, like, flickering all over. Where'd that earring go?
Honestly, I was trying to look through the credits to see who was Pierce Brosnan's chest hair minder. Or
Wrangler. It's the same one that had Shatner's toupee. All right.
Hey, you got to get in the business somehow.
I guess I'll follow. You kind of stole my thunder because I was going to say, you know, Prometheus steals fire, puts it into a computer, and suddenly Job is ruling the world. The moral of the story is stick to lawnmowers.
Oh, and again, there's also the Charlie reference. I don't know what movie came out first.
Oh, you mean The Flowers for Alderaan?
Well, that was the book.
Yeah.
The name of the movie was...
Oh, it was Charlie.
Charlie. And there's an aspect of that in there, too.
Mm. Wait, wasn't there also a movie like called Limitless that came out or something where it was like a pill that you would take that would make you smarter, but they found out that like you couldn't... If you stopped taking the pill, you died, so it forced everybody to keep taking and paying for this pill?
Right.
Did they do that with Gattaca as well? Or those...
There are quite a few stories like that.
But was this the... It feels like this is one of the first in, you know, it's early 90s. It is a product of its time in every possible way. In a world.
Oh, there it is.
Where there are no ethical decision making, you get Job. Technology is hard. Pierce Brosnan makes weird aesthetic choices.
Oh, he's not done.
No, I'm done.
Oh, he's done. Oh, okay. Well, except that they made him look the way that Lenny in Mice of Men would look.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... Which was sort of tacky.
I think, Neil, you said it best. He's...
He tried to play it...
He... Simple Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, he got off on such a rough footing with...
No, the rough footing wasn't him being... Simple. The rough footing was the amount of bad touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of trauma in there.
Well, we were trying to decide if anyone had any redeeming factors.
Only Peter.
Aside from the little neighbor kid,
yeah.
Who is the innocent little kid.
Maybe the mom?
Yeah, it's kind of like being stupid is bad, but being really smart is also bad. And ignorance isn't really bliss because you're just getting molested and beaten all the time. But
no one has a
but
good
vengeance
life.
Isn't really the answer because but murdering the, is bad. And
yeah, but the more you know, the more problems you have.
More knowledge, more problems. I think that's what they were talking about in all those rap songs I never listened to.
I don't know where the sweet spot is. I guess it's just buying comic books and getting left at a diner.
Or Peter.
But somehow he drove home. Like the Marlboro Man drove home despite like the splitting headache, reading people's thoughts out of control. It was like, let me get into this car that I taught myself to drive.
Like that's actually where the cool part of the story I think was, is what would happen if they were able to figure out telekinesis and mind reading and ESP and what that would actually feel like to a person.
Well, we still need your two sentence synopsis, Neil.
Yeah, I mean, you guys
can't
really
let you off the hook.
You guys have covered a whole lot. I think I'm glad we watched Johnny Mnemonic first because this is a better movie. But I feel like the whole time we were watching it, it was sort of like a Saturday Night Live skit about a movie that was very serious, and they just couldn't help themselves between like too much cocaine and just too much writer's room shenanigans.
Dad, I don't know if you're aware, but we have found that cocaine is the cause of a lot of these movies that we watch. It's a hell of a drug.
I've got this great idea. What if we dress all of the bad guys in the same uniform and just have them stand?
Gray shirt, gray pants, black hat.
Yeah.
Starship Troopers, this movie.
All the Star Wars.
All the Star Wars movies.
The A-Team.
I do think we're about to rip on this, but it was better than I thought it was going to be. And I do think
there's
a lot
there
of
that were yes.
There's a lot of good stuff. Like some of the movies we watched, they did cool things, but you knew there was nothing. There was no substance.
Right. I think there was a lot of exposition in the beginning, a lot of talking in dark blue rooms. Like I think you're right. Like the story's solid. It's just 90s choices.
Yeah.
Who directed this?
Some guy.
I think that might be where it felt like the camera shot setups and like whoever the stylist was for, just wardrobe
it was 90s. I mean,
it was, but I think just the way that the camera shots were set up, like right in on Job's ass when he gets smart for the first time.
It was
him
funny
doing
though.
The cowboy pose.
It was funny,
was
but it was
nuts.
Really cringeworthy.
But it was supposed to be, I think.
I slept through that.
You may have missed. How'd you miss the cowboy shot?
Oh, like, we had to rewind it and go back.
Sticking out of the side
it.
Of your mirror, and she looks at him, and like he's doing the full like midnight cowboy.
Well, this was women coming into their power in the 1990s. A woman could look at a guy's butt. And in the 1990s, maybe women liked to see that in the movies because.
Is this how we got Jean-Claude Van Damme showing his ass?
It's quite possible.
Okay, that's a theory.
Woman power.
I'm glad to say that I think women are aiming a lot higher than we will look at men's butts now. This is where we start. The women's movement starts with men's butts.
So the movie's really about liberation.
Yeah, this movie really is.
No, I can't.
This movie was about everybody just using and abusing a very simple, sweet man.
Yes. Does this movie hold up?
Yeah.
Does it hold up? And I'm going to go... No, it does not hold up.
All right, that's a thumbs down.
It there's.
But is it worse than when it came out?
No.
Okay.
Well, how
it's
many
a contradiction.
Other movies were actually showing virtual reality at this time?
Daryl.
Tron.
Tron does.
Tron.
Yeah, Last Starfighter.
I think Tron did it better.
Right around this time, there was something called. There were a couple of movies that were all like Brain Scan. That came out, kind of dealt with virtuality and an evil computer program making Edward Furlong murder people. There was. Another horror movie about a convict who was digitized into a computer and was making like electronics
go
nuts.
Remember that
movie. Like there was right around this time it seemed like Ghost in the Machine, that was the name of it. There were like movies about, you know,
yeah,
bad
in Japan.
Guys.
Oh wait, wasn't Ghost in the Machine?
That was Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, Ghost in the Shell.
Wow,
was,
wait, for the moment, like,
movie.
Wow, what a pull, Dad.
That was a good
What was
movie.
That Salvage right. movie that you, the,
Oh, yeah.
The Salvage Robot movie that you made
yeah.
us watch a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah,
not,
that one.
Not the one with the,
Hardware.
Hardware, right.
Oh,
Salvage. Yeah, Dad, do you know Hardware?
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm thinking of the movie where I started watching it, and I thought it was just like a bad sci-fi movie, and it wasn't really bad at all. It was produced by Steven Spielberg. It's a future, and this woman is sort of a
AI.
No.
Was I close?
It's some sort of competition. The wealthy people live up.
Ready
in
Player One?
No. The wealthy people live in this cloud. And the people down below on Earth really can't get there.
The Jetsons?
But there's a game that you can play.
Alita and, Battle Angel?
No, it's...
I'm trying real hard.
You're hitting all the notes, Brian. This
yeah.
Elysium?
No,
oh,
but
I
like something
Elysium.
Like that.
I don't think it was Steven Spielberg.
It was not directed by, but produced by...
People
Air
have been,
something,
yeah.
Arrow something.
And they're in the clouds, but...
No, well, it takes place on Earth because the rich people live in the cloud.
Don't they?
And this
don't
woman is on Earth, and she's part robot. And there's a giant race.
Alita.
I think
that's
Alita
Battle,
Battle Angel.
Yes, Alita Battle Angel. Yes.
Okay, we got there.
There you go, yes.
No.
Yes.
Well, people have been grabbing at these straws for a long time. I don't know if any movie has really nailed it yet.
Avatar Way of Water had mostly CGI people, and that was pretty cool to watch. Like, I actually forgot that I was watching CGI people.
So, oh, I don't mean like the technology of movie making. I mean like the story.
The story of how to
the story
make that connection
of our
to
relationship to this.
Because
yeah.
Even with Avatar, there is this concept of plugging in, right? There's the...
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, you're somewhere else.
Yep. It's, I'm not going to say Beowulf crossing the threshold, Hero's Journey, or anything.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
guys, this is not a literary podcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no,
man. Keep it into the realm of stupid movies, please, for us stupid movie fans. I have to say, like, I'm in agreement. I love the story. I thought the story was pretty solid. I really enjoyed the concepts. I think the movie just doesn't hold up. It's very 90s, and the imagery of just all of the inappropriate touching on all the levels kind of got to me a little bit.
Yeah. It's like you bought something nice, and they mailed it to you, and the packaging wasn't up to the task, and it kind of arrived broken.
Oh, that's fair.
I'll take it for what it was worth, and 1990, not bad. Again, considering...
You have no memory of it.
And the VR that was there is something you were actually playing 10 years ago.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. You do make a point, Dad. I did just download a demo, like a free game of a game that just came out, and the graphics were just a little bit better than what we saw.
Ooh.
I'm not going to name the game because, you know...
Yeah.
We can't afford the lawsuits. The rhymes are Schmedfall. all right, well, I guess question two. I mean, we know they made a sequel. But
should they have made a sequel?
Should they? I feel I don't know what they were thinking of the sequel. His body was gone. He didn't have a body, and he won. How do you dial it back for the sequel where, like, now Job is back as a human and his brain is not in every phone? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
Superman
see a
lost his powers in Superman 2 and then got him back.
Yeah.
Maybe he becomes a good guy.
And he gets
and
a crystal.
Fights crime.
I would see this. I could see this as a reboot. I'd be interested as a reboot.
You can make a case that we're sort of reliving the reboot.
Ooh, meta.
We are coming into this reality with AI.
Yeah.
You can wake up and look at a movie of yourself doing something that you didn't do.
I mean, that's tequila.
And cell phones.
Yes, but you wouldn't
just
see
in
it on
the last
TV.
Weirdly, kind of like
unless someone
ChatGPT and
yeah,
the AI.
Dad, I don't know how to break it to you, but if I drink too much tequila and there are cell phones around, it might end up on the evening news.
Yeah, but suppose you never did and you do anyway. That's where we are now. It's that.
You mean a deep fake?
Deep fakes,
yeah.
Deep
fakes.
Yeah.
Weirdly topical, this movie.
I am going to use that as my alibi after a night of tequila and say it was a deep fake.
Society and technology has come to the point where we could do this.
Yeah.
We could do it better than that. It's perhaps being done already.
Maybe
they'll take away all the 1990s clothing and the blow-dried hair and something. Again, it's not a new story.
No, it's not. Right.
It's the same deal.
So right. What I'm hearing
and
is...
And yet we still do it.
Yeah, over and over again. Yeah.
Over and over again.
So, but, I mean, he got all the cool superpowers by playing all these games. We haven't learned shit.
Speak for yourself.
Did the doctor really learn his lesson? Dr. Angelo?
No. Dr. Angelo said
he's like the Ferris Bueller of scientists.
He definitively said, I'm going to keep doing this again.
Just underground.
Yeah.
Maybe I did.
We need
the world.
We need to address something. I do appreciate this. One, there was the shop reference from Firestarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then things were going well until the bad guy switched out the vials with like the violent test stuff that they were giving to the chimpanzee to make him RoboCop.
Well, wait, and that was when he got
and
that's telepathy
when he,
that's and all
that
when
stuff? He got telepathy and
wait,
went crazy.
That's Abby someone.
Abby?
Abby Normal?
Okay. All right. Dial it back, Frau.
They gave him Normasoline.
So there is the theory that, like, perhaps if he had been able, and he, you know, he was unethical, but, like, his stuff maybe would have helped Joe, and Joe would have been okay, or, more Dalai Lama.
Well, I think his anger didn't come from switching the serums. I think his anger, when he realized what was going on, was going to happen regardless.
Can we also point out, like, how long it took Job to realize he was being molested by that priest? Like, he got super smart, could control things with his mind. It was like, oh, wait a second. It took him to becoming, like, Uber Einstein.
Yeah.
For what we saw in scene one.
There were many parts that were uncomfortable to watch.
There it is. So I guess we're all in agreement with the reboot, but also, I mean,
who would you have play the reboots?
Dad, do you have, like, we always seem to come up with the same actors. So who? I'm gonna put you on the spot. Who would you cast for some of the actors and actresses? Though I feel like the actresses kind of got the fuzzy end of the lollipop in this movie.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum could always be
a
he has a chest
a sort of semi-crazed doctor who thinks he's doing something good for the world.
I mean, that's just Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
I have no doubt Jeff Goldblum has walked into doctor's offices.
Well, he did it in The Fly.
Yeah.
He did it.
Yep.
So, I mean, is Pierce Brosnan just kind of like a Kmart Jeff Goldblum?
No, he was James Bond.
I mean,
wasn't he?
They were both Sexiest Man Alive,
Remington
weren't they?
Steel.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum was Sexiest Man Alive?
Yeah,
Jeff Goldblum?
Maybe more than once.
You know what? I can't get, like, older Jeff Goldblum out of my head.
Tall guys. I can never get...
That's all it is.
Tall guys.
I'm yep, sorry,
that's all
Dad.
It is.
Hey, I'm the one on the podcast
Tom,
knows
Tom
how tall
Cruise
you
has
are.
Gotten it. Tom Cruise has been...
Tom Cruise has had to stand on a lot of apple boxes.
And he's been Sexiest Man Alive.
They used to dig holes for Humphrey Bogart's, leading women. Uh-huh. Now they just put him on a step up.
Yeah. Can you imagine having to Tom Cruise when he pulls out his apple box, no one's going to look at him in the eye when he's doing it. Everybody just kind of looks askance. It's a crate of Scientology.
Well, honestly, the actors, I want to see the Family Guy do this.
That would be hilarious.
I want to see the Family Guy do this.
Guys, the show Community did this.
Did they?
Yes, Community did this when the dean got a AI system, like a virtual system, to do all of his filing and, like, to control all of the computer stuff through virtual reality, and it shows him slowly filing one page at a time.
mm-hmm. something like that. Like, it takes him 10 minutes to open up a page because he's got to find the book. Mm-hmm. This was done in Community. So this was...
That was a union AI.
No.
One page at a time.
That is... No, that's the safeguard that keeps us from getting joked.
Knows its rights.
Yeah.
Well, one thing we kept mentioning was how there was so much exposition, but then there were lots of things where we had no clue what was going on
when the exposition stopped. They front-loaded a lot of talk in the beginning, but then they were like, we're just going to CGI it.
Well, if they reboot it, is it possible to fit all the info they need in 2 hours or whatever the director's cut is, 220? Like, would this be a season of a TV show? Is that the only way you can fit
it? I don't want to watch 12 hours of Lawnmower Man.
But that is what they do. They take a two-hour movie and make two seasons out of it.
Or they take one child story and make three movies out of it and call it The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Well, who else can we get? Like, so... Who can we get to? We have Jeff Goldblum. I guess we're gonna go from like '90s Jeff Goldblum. Who else would be cast? I would like to have Bryan Cranston maybe play Pierce Brosnan's character,
Dr. Angelo,
as a doctor, like a scientist who means well and then goes down a dark, dark path. Because we had what's his name, Minerals Diane, as the bad guy.
If this movie was shot in the style of Breaking Bad, that'd be pretty fucking sweet.
Or shot inside of Wes Anderson and just really screw the pooch.
I can't stop thinking about that right now. The algorithm has me, man.
I know, they got you.
It's on all the memes.
Who would you play Job?
Boy, that's tough.
You need someone who... Well, and all right. Well, let's look at the
Jim Carrey.
Oh,
Jim
God.
Carrey could do it. Oh. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind was fabulous, and he was great in it. And
Billy
if you
Bob
wanted to take it in a serious direction,
done it.
He would be perfect
Sling
for it.
Yep, he did it in Sling Blade. Well, I guess it's
out of today's acting.
I think it could be somebody younger than Jeff Fahey in this movie. I think he was...
Like an Austin,
I know he was supposed
Chalamet
to be a man-child, but like...
What about Austin Butler or...
Oh, Austin Butler, actually. That's a good pull because, you know, I think he could be... The thing about Job is you need that honest look. You need that childlike wonder and at the same time the simplicity of how he views the world.
Pedro Pascal. He's in everything. Pitbull. He's in everything. He's in everything. I was just thinking Pedro Pascal because he's in everything right now.
Every time
I think
of
that, I think immediately Pitbull.
Kevin.
Yeah.
What if you got Keanu Reeves? Because we know he can do the mindless... vapid look so well. He's kind of old now for it, but
I would see Keanu Reeves as Dr. Angelo. That would be interesting.
Oh, to have like a bit of a reversal of the Matrix where he's now the one plugging someone
and he
else in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. All right. Well, I guess
I honestly can't see Shatner in the movie, so.
I would have him be like the voice.
Although
of
there
Peter.
Was one moment I was thinking to myself, I was like, I'm a scientist, not a doctor.
Damn it, Jim.
I think it was when he is like, how does he know how to use that gun? Isn't he a scientist?
Yeah, that's right. Like, Pierce Brosnan somehow knows how to set C4 charges. I mean, they didn't seem that complicated, but I know for a fact I'd blow myself up because I set it for 60 seconds instead of 60 minutes. Like, how did he just know? Like, all right, just done it.
Yeah.
That was
Would you guys have your kids watch this movie?
No. They'd be so, like, I'd have too many questions to answer, and then by the time they're old enough to understand what's happening, they don't want to watch this. And how did I turn out?
There is that.
How old were you when you saw this movie?
Well, when did this come out?
92.
So how long did it take to go from theaters? Did I see this in theaters? I think I saw this in theaters. I think you took me to the theater to see this. All the bad touching? I was 10, Dad.
Well, honestly, it's like...
You know what? He
didn't have to have the conversations.
Fine. I guess not. I learned all about the priesthood from this movie. Oh, my stars and garters. It's all... I feel like I'm the one coming out of a chair now. So I guess the answer is 10. We can show it to them when they're 10. My fragile mind.
I have to show... Holden.
Yeah, Holden's got to come down and watch it now.
Right now. He's got to watch it right now.
I think by the time my kids watch it, it'll be a Mystery Science Theater episode.
I mean, yeah. To be honest, it was as we watched it.
Some of it, the choices were definitely...
We said it's like an SNL skit. Like, you keep waiting for, you know, like Chris Farley to suddenly show up or something like that.
The mom just falls asleep. We'll park out here. Oh, wow, what a day, right?
Yeah, I mean, my husband's been miraculously lawnmowered, and all this violence, I'm just going to take a snooze in the car.
And just like, these sleeping spells, fell asleep in the bathroom.
Can we take a moment about, like, because you make a point with her falling asleep so fast. He set those charges for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That means he ran up to the entrance of the building. He said, wait here, I'll be right back. If I'm not back or whatever, like, get yourself to safety, whatever.
Takes maybe a minute to get up there.
Right, so he runs 2 minutes. Like a minute to get up there. He starts setting all the bombs, which, by the way, he gives himself 15 minutes to work his way to Job, strip, put on his suit, log in, argue with Job, get out, find the kid, run out in 15 minutes. I call bullshit. But aside from all that, she fell asleep in like 3 minutes. She was like, okay, I'll wait here. Out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shut down.
Power nap. 10-minute power nap. Wakes up, 3 minutes left.
Worst mother ever.
I do that if I get left alone.
I mean,
just so tired.
I don't want to point fingers.
Kids are hard,
but
man.
There was someone here at this watching who was out about 15 minutes into this movie. It was like my school play all over again, Dad.
I remember enough of your school play to still have thoughts about it.
No, that's fair. My performances were memorable. Full stop.
And we'll leave it at
Ryan,
that.
Ryan, everything you do is memorable.
We will leave it at that.
Thanks, folks.
So what are we going to watch next week? I vote for either Dracula or Bride of Frankenstein or Bride of Frankenstein.
Bride of Frankenstein.
I just watched
Although I will challenge you.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is a challenge.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Watch the original Dracula, 1931.
I did, last Halloween.
But I want you to watch the original Dracula.
With Bela
and
Lugosi?
Then when you go to bed at night,
try not to imagine his body.
Stare into the darkest corner of your room.
Dad.
Just do it.
Dad.
Just do it.
Dad. Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is awesome.
Dad. No. Do you mean to tell Dad at night?
Yes.
When you wake up at 2:30 and it's all dark in the house, do you think Bela Lugosi's in the corner?
No, but when I was 8, I did.
Okay.
I'm
47.
I mean,
stare the.
But you know what?
Have you seen It Part 1? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I've seen things, Dad.
What's so basic and it's black and white, appear in the dark and slowly, you can see something in that corner.
I agree. I even like the older one than that, the Nosferatu one, the German one.
Yes,
I think that one's really good.
I enjoy those movies. I watch them. Like, I love them. Like, they are great. Like, I get it, but I don't think that they are terrifying. Well, Creature from the Black Lagoon was pretty creepy with him, like, swimming through the water. That was creepy. But
they had two different creatures.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who did the underwater part, this 6 feet six, was 6 foot six. They wanted him to look really big.
Oh, yeah.
And he did all those scenes in one breath.
I showed my kids Creatures of the Black Lagoon, and they were kind of creeped out.
That's
and
creepy.
It was in 3D.
Was it really? I remember.
It was
like
in 3D.
The red and the blue.
Cool. In the 1950s, yeah, with the red and blue lenses.
Yeah.
You got a VHS of that.
Yes, I did.
And we all put on
the
glasses.
Lenses, yeah.
I couldn't figure out how the 3D worked.
You put the glasses on.
That was where I made my mistake. Much like Job in this movie, I didn't know there were glasses.
Any parting thoughts? I think next week we'll do either Frankenstein or Dracula.
I'm all for that. I would do Bride of Frankenstein because I don't think I've seen it.
Or another great old monster, the first werewolf movie, Werewolf of London.
With Lon Chaney.
No, Werewolf of London was the first werewolf movie. And then Lon Chaney's Werewolf.
Oh, because I got to say, I always thought that
The Wolfman.
I thought the Wolfman, when he had like that silver cane.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, you know, a gentleman's cane. That was like a hammer. The topper to that cane was like 6 pounds of silver.
Yes.
That's not
and
a cane. That's a maul. They tried to pass off a maul as a gentleman's cane. Just throwing that out there. Little side tip. Anyways. Yeah, let's go black and white.
Let's go
for
black and
Kirby
white.
Recommendation. Bride of Frankenstein.
All right.
Maybe we'll hijack you again, Dad. And
hey, it could happen.
I mean, are you gonna be okay with the corners when we're done with it?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Not like I sleep anyway, so you know.
Any parting thoughts? I'm good to go. This was just a strange.
I've never been more of two minds about a movie than this one.
Yeah, this
but
was,
I'm glad to have watched it.
There's a bunch of shared universes I'd like to get into with where this could go, but
wait, guys, we didn't even talk about the fact that he infected one dude's mind with a literal lawnmower man that lawnmowered his brain.
There were so many digital choices.
That was honestly the low point for
me. I mean we have to address that before we sign
off. What about the digitizing the henchmen into those little?
I kind of got used to it. It was sort of cool by the end.
His mouth
was the lawnmower, and he went in the guy's eyeball and mowed his brains.
And scrambled his brains, yeah.
Oh, have you guys done the original Thing?
Yes.
Wait.
That's a fantastic movie.
No, the original
Thing. The black and white. He's gone.
Yeah. James Arness.
Yeah.
No, we haven't done it for the podcast. But
oh, no, we haven't done it, but I've seen
it.
Yeah, that's a great
John Carpenter
thing. We did a John Carpenter
thing.
Which was
terrifying
actually
movie.
True to the short story.
Yeah.
Halt Who Goes There.
Yeah. Wish I could find that.
I know. You told me you had the original book.
I have a book somewhere that is short stories that have been made into science fiction movies.
Oh,
it has all
cool.
the original short stories. Like Halt Who Goes There.
Oh, don't you also have like the man with the glass hand or whatever, like that was the Terminator? All right, we're going to... Welcome to Literary Talks with Kirby and Brian.
Yeah,
we have to do some research between now and next time.
Yeah,
when he comes.
This is big brain stuff. A great movie to.
I agree. Yeah.
To re-examine as an adult.
Well, thanks for coming by tonight.
Thank you. Yeah.
Really, this was awesome.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching it. I was entertained.
You will drop your microphone. Drop the mic.
I'm so entertained. I dropped the mic, but I'm. You know, in multiple different ways I was entertained, and I'm not sure I'm happy about all the ways I was entertained.
Oh, good God.
I was like, yeah, great.
Show us on the doll where you were touched, Peter.
I'm sorry. They're like, hey, come into this digital world where our digital sex dragonfly thing...
Well, how about the fact that
we're going to merge into one?
What does the doctor do? Like, creepily stand behind the lawnmower man and be like, hey, you want to come play games in my basement?
that was
pretty much a line from this movie.
You can't tell anybody.
Yeah, it's secret games.
Secret games.
Okay. On that note.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Movies.